Welcome to the 10X podcast, where we talk about handyman businesses. And this week, I want to specifically talk about the kind of handyman businesses that are profitable that you can start in 2022 and start making money in October for the holidays that are coming up. And you very well could have a six-figure business in 2023. I'm Christy Ogle, the handyman business coach, and I get questions all of the time about people that want to start their own handyman business, but they really don't know where to start. One of the places to start is finding a niche. What are you really going to do with your handyman business? There is a million different ways to skin a cat. There's also a million different businesses and niches you can be in the handyman business. Today, I want to talk about five different businesses you can start and call it a handyman business. And if you're really interested in starting a handyman business, we've got a handyman hacking challenge that begins on October the 5th at 11 a.m. that you can sign up for above and get your business started and making money before the holiday season. One of the handyman businesses that you can start is air conditioning installation, repair, and service. This is something that you do not need a license for. I'm not saying HVAC here, guys, so don't send me a bunch of hate. I'm saying an air conditioner to install in a house, to remove from a house, repairing and maintaining that air conditioning system. Seasons change and people's needs change in their home. And if you do something specific like this, you'll get all of that business, whereas most handymen really don't specialize in what they're doing. People pay higher dollar to install, repair, and maintain their air conditioning system. This is a great trade to have and also to build a business on. Two, house moving services. You can do move people from place to place. You could move furniture. You could hire packers. Now, in the state of Texas where we're at, you do have to have a license to move people, and you can research that. It's really inexpensive. It's easy to start. It's cost effective. But you can offer this at a lower price when you have a handyman service. And you can help customers save a lot of money and fix their problem of moving and not having a backache or going through all the trouble. There's a lot of profit because it's you, Inc. You're going out there. You're running the business. You're the one doing the work. So really, there's no cost to start up a moving company. Another one, man, there is some major IKEAs in the state of Texas and across the United States. Furniture assembly and repair services are a great business to be in now, because handyman businesses have people that they can use to assemble furniture. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to assemble furniture, or you could even do repairing or refurbishing of furniture. You could have, not a lot of retailers offer free assembly anymore, or even free delivery at cost. So you could do both of those things and minimize the damage, because so many of them don't care, but you starting your own business will care. So you can lend a helping hand and make some great profit. Four, a window cleaning service. Pull up to any establishment downtown and you'll realize that somebody needs to wash those windows. So if you're a handyman, you can offer this as your service. You can only do window cleaning. Again, very inexpensive to start this business, but it helps with the business's curb appeal. Also, how often do homeowners clean their windows? Never. So this could be great, especially if you're just doing residential services. You can only offer window cleaning services and make a lot of money. Five, have a construction cleanup service. Go up after the contractors and clean up their mess, and you'll clean up all the way to the bank. There's messes that are left behind for every construction company, and they don't want their contractors cleaning up that mess because they want them to go on to the next job. So you could offer that and just market to contractors. Those are 5 ideas of handyman businesses to start that are relatively inexpensive. You could start this week and start making profit next week. Join us for our free 10X Handyman Hacking Challenge that begins on October the 5th. Start your handyman business and start making money now.
This has been the 10X Handyman Podcast. I look forward to seeing you at 10X Handyman Hacking that begins on October the 5th through the 7th, 1 hour a day, teaching you how to do step-by-step, start your own handyman business.